As we approach the festive season, it's a very busy time for the MPs in our area. And I'm delighted to be with Monica Harding, who is the Lib Dem MP for Esher and Walton. Monica, hello.
Gisette, how are you?
I'm brilliant, thank you. But what about you? You must be exhausted at this time of year.
We're just about hanging on until the end of the year, but it's been an extraordinary year. I feel like we've achieved so much already, and I'm looking forward to continuing that the next year. But we finished Parliament, we've gone into recess, so now all the way through to Christmas Eve, I'm on constituency events, and there is a fantastic, joyous feeling in the constituency at the moment as we move into Christmas. I think we're fully in the Christmas spirit.
Well, let's take a look back over the last month and the highlights for the last year. What's been important to you?
As ever, the things that are important to me are the things that I pick up on the doorstep and from constituents that come into my surgery. And of course, the number one thing is the NHS and the cost of living. On the NHS, I've done a lot of work this year in advocating for more health provision locally. And we're really pushing a new NHS health hub in Walton that would increase provision by about 40%. So we're trying to get more provision of pharmacies on our high streets. And I've done a lot of work on cancer this year. I was one of 12 MPs that took the rare cancers bill through Parliament, trying to get more research and drugs available for cancer sufferers. That's been a real highlight, and meeting some people that are living with cancer and those that are advocating on behalf of those who have cancer has been a fantastic thing. I actually lost my sister to cancer this year, so for me it's personal, but I meet so many people that have been affected by this. So this is a really important thing for me to continue taking through Parliament. We've done a lot of good work in getting money for our local hospice. I was part of the advocacy that managed to get £100 million boost to hospices this year from the government. So on the NHS and health provision, we're making great strides, but there is so much more, of course, that needs to be done.
My sincere condolences about your sister. That must have been very difficult. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Let's move on. Can we talk about the environment?
I've got lots of boats moved this year from the illegal moorings along the stretch of the River Thames. We're a river community, of course, and so many of our residents use the towpath, and they need to be able to access the river freely, our rowing clubs and all those that use the river for recreation. The abandoned boats are a blight on our river, and we need to get them moved. This year we've been successful in getting about 40 removed, two of the big ones. We've worked with Elmbridge Borough Council to get the boats moved all the way out of Thames Ditton. And now we've got further work to do on that. We've done a lot of work on flood defences in Thames Ditton in advance of winter approaching. Done a lot of work on transport this year. South West Rail continues to be a blight in our transport network here. Lots of delays and cancellations. In Esher alone, we've got 30% delays on all trains that are leaving and arriving in Esher. So it's an unacceptable service. I've been going into bat with South West Rail on that, and we'll continue to do in the new year. But we've had some good news too. We're having essential repairs at last done to Hersham Station. We've got step-free access at Walton. We've got an accessibility study at Esher. We've got the rollout of the arterial trains that should make life easier. And I've really pushed for all our stations to have them. And that's happened this year.
You've been doing a lot of work on crime and antisocial behaviour as well. How's that gone?
There's some good news on crime as well. We've got more bobbies on the beat, particularly in Walton, where we've seen some antisocial behaviour. We've got more police there. And I've done a deep dive with the local police force into knife crime to see how we can clear that up.
And schools?
Schools. Been to 23 this year, doing lots of work with head teachers, continuing to call out the poor provision by Surrey County Council on kids with special educational needs. We've taken that to the press. We've got an apology from the leader of Surrey County Council. We've had a change of leadership there too, and given provision to schools on things like transport and admissions. We're working hard with the local community and on mental health and online safety. I continue to be an advocate for much greater protections for our young people online, and also that intersection between social media harms and mental health. I'm doing lots of work on that. So we've had some real wins. We've got a huge amount of work to do, but coming into Christmas, I feel we've made great strides for the local community.
You've also been doing a lot with businesses as well. You've even got Ed Davey involved.
Did, and I have been doing a lot with local business because the high street is actually the heart of our community, and it's really important that we look after all our local businesses, including the high street and our hospitality venues. Ed Davey, of course, who is our neighbour, came down to the constituency to Backman's, which is a fantastic patisserie and bakery in Thamesdition. And together we made some stollen and some mince pies, which was fantastic, and we got to eat them afterwards. But it was really to highlight how businesses are really suffering at the moment from the increase in employers' national insurance, from government policies that are making it much more difficult for them. A lot of them are having to cut staff hours and cut staffing and unable to invest in their business. And we've been calling for more help for business, but also the hospitality industry as well, which are being really hammered by high business rates at the moment. So I think it's really important to shine a light on that, to come up with solutions and to advocate to the government to say you need to do more to help our local businesses. I've been really involved in Walton High Street. That's a key focus for me for next year, is to get that vibrant. I've been working with the Walton bid, which we've got for another few years. We've also got the Esher bid. This is the Business Improvement District secured this year as well. And I work with the Chamber of Commerce is very closely as well to see how we can reinvigorate our high street. So we've got a lot to do. And I can't end the year actually by not mentioning Sandown Racecourse, which is closing the year on celebrating its 150th year. That's in the heart of Esher. It's a fantastic local employer. It really powers the high street because on race days, everybody's visiting our cafes, our restaurants and our pubs. And let's not forget that it was the late Queen Mother's favourite race course. So we're very proud of it too. So congratulations to Sandown.
So it is the festive season and I know you've been doing lots of visits for Christmas and Hanukkah. You visited a couple of synagogues as well because, of course, it's been a very difficult time for the Jewish community. How was that?
I think it's really important that we reach out to the Jewish community in Esher and Walton and put our arms around them. They are an essential part of our community. I've visited both our synagogues here in Esher and Walton. I've visited for Hanukkah. I've been there for the Remembrance Day service as well, and other visits to remind them that we stand with them and against anti-Semitism in all its forms, wherever it exists.
Well, it is also Christmas for many, many people. What about you? How are you going to spend Christmas?
Well, I'm looking forward to Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, our celebrations begin in my house with my four children. They get very excited about the next day. We'll go to a local service. I've been to some fantastic carol services already in Esher and Walton this season, which is almost my favourite part of the year. And then we're having a family Christmas with my family and my extended family. We'll all be having a turkey brought from one of our independent butchers, and actually looking forward to Boxing Day, when I will be sinking in just for one day into a box set, I think, ready to start again on the 27th in the constituency.
I thought you were going to say a box of chocolates. I don't know where my mind went.
A box of chocolates and a box set.
So finally, what would your message be to your constituents across Esher and Walton?
From my family to yours, I want to wish you a very merry and peaceful Christmas. I hope you get a fantastic break. I want to pay tribute to our emergency workers who will be working throughout the Christmas season, keeping us all safe, and to all constituents who are members of the armed forces and maybe away from their families this Christmas, we're thinking of you. And to those of us who have lost loved ones, I'm one of them. I've lost some very close relatives this year. It's a difficult time of year. Please reach out for support if you need it. We're thinking of you. But most of all, have a restful break. And I wish you all the best for 2026. May it bring us all peace and prosperity.